Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, from the WMAL WinBet Studios, O'Connor and Company.
105.9 FM, WMAL. It's 8:07 this Wednesday morning in the nation's capital. Thank you for tuning into O'Connor and Company. Amber Athey is here since it's Wednesday. Amber, thank you for being here.
You bet.
Got any flights in your future here? You traveling anywhere?
Yeah, a few. I'm a little bit nervous about it.
Me
now,
too.
Though.
I'm flying in 10 days. I'm flying on American, and an American now is threatening potentially to have the same kind of issues that Southwest Airlines has been having. And what is really happening with Southwest Airlines? If you listen to the CEO, Gary Kelly, yesterday, well, he's sort of sending mixed messages. Listen.
In favor of corporations imposing that kind of a mandate. I'm not in favor of that, never have been. But the executive order from President Biden mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines, have to have a mandate, a vaccine in place by December the 8th. So we're working through that. We're urging all of our employees to get vaccinated.
So he raises this issue, and no, there isn't really a vaccine mandate per se yet, but he raises this within the context of what's going on with Southwest Airlines. But at the same time, Southwest says, oh, no, it's just weather and air traffic control issues. It has nothing to do with pilots and the vaccine. Meanwhile, there are a lot of reporters who have sources who are pilots who are saying, you bet, that's exactly what's going on here. So it's like everybody's sort of dancing around this topic and not actually telling us the truth.
That's exactly right. It's very disturbing when you look at the weather radar and see that the only spot of rain is in like one city across the entire country. But we're supposed to believe that the entire Southwest meltdown is due to weather.
What is the truth? Let's talk to Kate O'Brien. Kate O'Brien is the spokesperson for an organization called U.S. Freedom Flyers. And we saw Freedom Flu trending over the last several days on social media based on reports that pilots are calling in sick and basically doing an unofficial work stoppage over these vaccine mandates. And Kate O'Brien, there certainly is a coincidence here that just several days ago is when Southwest implemented this and then, boom, this happened. So what's really going on?
Well, thanks, Larry and Amber, for having me on. There's a lot of factors that are playing into this. I want to say emphatically, we're not planning these. We're not endorsing these work actions. Our existence here as an organization is to save jobs, to push back against these vaccine mandates, and performing a work action is grounds for termination. That being said, the system is under stress, and it has been under stress for a very long period of time. I know that you've probably heard about pilot shortages. And we've been dealing with that in the industry for a while. But right now, because of the Biden administration and these demands that they're making on private companies, classifying them as federal contractors, is adding to that stress, which is being felt in air traffic control as well, and among the pilot groups and even our ground ops. So it's systematic.
So the vaccine mandate or coming vaccine mandate is just part of the reason why travelers might be experiencing delays. Do we have any sense of whether or not these issues will be remedied anytime soon? What can travelers expect over the next couple of weeks if they're planning on flying out for the holidays or to see their family or vacation, what have you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say to start off that the system is inherently safe. So there's no issue there with safety. But what you are seeing is are pilots that are they're concerned about their future. You have one major airline that's currently in a legal battle that demanded vaccines as a condition of employment, and employees that objected on religious grounds or medical grounds were given a so-called reasonable accommodation of going on indefinite unpaid leave. And so we're asking, in a spirit of goodwill, for these unions to step up and fight for their members and for their members' deeply held religious beliefs, for medical issues that they may have, and just their concerns over let's call it what it is, an untested experimental injection that we do not have long-term safety studies on.
Our guest is Kate O'Brien, spokesperson for U.S. Freedom Flyers. And if you're interested in more information about their group, it's usfreedomflyers.org. So let me just be clear here, because you're right. It is against the collective bargaining agreements of the pilots association with these major commercial airliners to do any kind of work stoppage like this. But your organization specifically says that you want, I'm going to quote your website. It says, stand strong. The world needs heroes right now, and that's where you come in. Realize you are not alone. Their motive is to divide and conquer us, and our strength comes from us banding together. When you band together and stand strong, what's the end goal there? To do what?
We want our voice to be heard. We want, and we are fighting for medical freedom, not just for flight crews and ground ops or other transportation professionals, but for passengers. We're the canaries in the coal mine right now. And if this can happen to us, that they can force vaccines as a condition for employment in the airline industry, passengers are next. And we see that in HR 4980 right now, that they want to insist that if you take off or arrive in an airport in the United States or our territories, you must be vaccinated for COVID-19. So standing up is simply just saying no, and exercising your right to consent or not to consent to medical treatments or procedures. And that's really where the power is, not just for transportation professionals, but for passengers as well.
My perception of this has been that the varying statements from both Southwest and coming out of the White House that this is not about vaccine mandates are part of that attempt to divide and conquer, so that the American people don't really see the real reasons behind a lot of these travel issues. Do you think that's part of their motivation here for shrouding the real reason?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the emperor has no clothes, Amber. And I think people are starting to clue into that. And there is a scramble now. Let me be very clear. These so-called executive orders, these so-called mandates that have yet to be handed down that nobody's seen yet, these are signs of desperation. This is a desperate administration that is so desperate to get control of a narrative that has gone wild, and that everyone can see it for what it is. So you don't issue these demands if you're winning. You don't issue these demands if everything's going according to plan.
So let me just try to wrap this up here, if I could, Kate O'Brien, with just, again, because we're just interested in clarity and understanding what's going on in the world around us. U.S. Freedom Flyers, your organization, is not advocating for work stoppages that would go against any of these collective bargaining agreements. The pilots union says that that's not happening, and the administration says it's not happening, and the airlines are saying it's not happening. So these work stoppages, all of these flight cancellations that's blamed on weather that is non-existent. Yes or no, is it because pilots and other airline workers are not showing up because of the vaccine mandates, whether you guys endorse it or not?
Correct. We've confirmed that is the case. There are sick outs.
The cancellations are happening because pilots are choosing not to show up for work as a protest.
Based on the information that we have been presented by sources that we have, we believe that to be the case.
All right, Kate O'Brien, I appreciate you joining us, and thank you. Again, it's usfreedomflyers.org. All the information is there if you'd like to find out, and if you work in the transportation industry. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Kate.
Thank you.